Biofuels' role in climate change and the infrastructure discussions are top of mind as the American Coalition for Ethanol meets in Minneapolis for its annual convention this week. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has the story.
When the Senate passed the first phase bipartisan infrastructure package earlier this month, an investment in low-carbon biofuels was not included. American Coalition for Ethanol CEO Brian Jennings still thinks that was a missed opportunity. Representatives are preparing to return to Washington next week to work on infrastructure.
We had Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota join us in person and talk about the fact that as these infrastructure bills make their way over to the House, both the bipartisan legislation that already passed the Senate and then the proposal the Democrats intend to take up on their own, which is the so-called reconciliation bill, that she's going to make it a priority to try to get something for ethanol in those vehicles if possible.
That could be restoring year-round E15. It could also be additional infrastructure assistance.
The point she made is if they're going to put money on the table for electric vehicle charging stations, they damn well should put money on the table to make sure we have incentives in place for the infrastructure for E15 and E30 and E85.
The biofuels industry wants the attention of not only Congress, but also President Biden. How will they capture that attention?
I think it's just incumbent upon groups like ACE and the corn growers to make sure that we are not simply playing defense against electric vehicles, but going on offense ourselves and promoting the low carbon benefits of ethanol today. And so I think that's the responsibility we have.
Today is the final day for the conference. The lineup includes a closer look at climate change and expanding ethanol usage around the globe. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.